It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The Fantasy Six-Pack Hour. With your hosts, Joe Bob.
You're awful.
And AJ Applegar.
It's a mouthful.
Right, all right. Welcome to the Fantasy Six Pack Hour. My name is Joe Bond, founder of FantasySixPack.net. With me, as usual, AJ Applegarth, who needs to unmute his mic. In StreamYard. There you go.
Yeah, I just clicked it. It did not do it, so whatever.
I don't blame
you. I don't know. I unclicked it while I was doing the intro and did my little...
I know, because you're an idiot. Anyway.
You're not wrong.
All right. Great start to the show. Let's do this.
Welcome tonight, to game show night, people.
So tonight we are going to be doing a game show. A little action here. We're going to be doing trivia questions, fantasy football related. And I just have to say... Oh, yeah. AJ will lose. That's what my whiteboard says with the answer on it. Yeah. So that's how we're going to be doing it. But let's do the rest of everything else first. Of course, hit that subscribe button, the like button, the follow button, the whatever it is, wherever you watch or listen. We appreciate the support. Give us those reviews. Leave a comment or two. It's all good fun. We'll respond and kind of joke around with you as well. And then, of course, can't go without mentioning the memberships that we have available on Fantasy Six Pack. We're starting to get a few more coming in. So you better use that promo code before it gets used up. F6P early. F the number 6P early. All one word. 25% off to the first 100 members. So and we just launched an all access full season plan. For $40, so it's basically a free month off if you were going to do the month plan. So take advantage of that and get in on it, where you can get access to all of our award-winning rankings, our DFS tools that we're going to have, our draft cheat sheets and the projections that go behind that. And, of course, the big thing is our Discord channel. Guys, join this thing. We are there waiting for you to ask us questions and advice and talk with us and just learn, just chat with us. You've got direct access to me, to all the other writers, and, you know, to the biggest thing, right, is Dave Eddy too. Like, the guy is a phenomenal DFS player, and he's going to help you win money. So you can make your money back on the membership and then some just from talking to him. I guarantee it. He has helped me win many a DFS weeks. So there you go. So we don't have a guest tonight. So I think what we're going to do is bring on Mike in the background. Mike LaPlante, our producer, who's going to be leading the game show for us and do our beer of the week. What's up, Mike? You ready?
Oh, you betcha. I didn't put my beer of the week in there, but I'll talk about it.
All right. Well, you can type it in real quick while I'm playing the little beer thing. All right? You got it. All right.
Beer.
All right. That probably wasn't enough time to type it in, but sure. Mike, what do you have for us?
All right. Yep. I'm not going to even write it in there. I'm not That's a fast cool. typer like you, Joe. But I got this beer from the Fantasy Expo when I did a little beer exchange with AJ. It's I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't even know the brewing company. I just it's called Big Truck.
Big Truck Farm.
Yep. Double IPA. Family owned, family grown.
That's right.
But it does taste pretty good.
Well, that's good.
What are you guys having?
Well, I myself am ready for football season, ready for the fall, the leaves changing, the autumn mist doing on the grass. So I'm drinking Mother in Pumpkin. It's my favorite pumpkin beer of all time until I find one that I like better. Yeah, it's August, and apparently it's pumpkin season. So whatever. Suck it, Christmas. If you want to move up and take over 11 months out of the year, then I guess Halloween can take a couple back.
I absolutely hate the fact that pumpkin stuff comes out in August. Even my wife like switched over to the pumpkin brew from Dunkin', and was like, after like a couple days of it, she was like, nah, it's too hot outside for pumpkin. It doesn't feel right. I'm like, absolutely it doesn't feel right. It's not supposed to. Just like, let's be honest. Christmas shouldn't start in
October.
You're
only lying to your mouth.
But it does.
So.
And I hate it. I hate both. Sorry. Nope. I'm a Scrooge. Stuff belongs when it belongs. And I hate the fact that everything comes out so early. Anyway. So I'm drinking the brewery, I think, is called Untitled Art. It's a triple dry hopped hazier triple IPA. Like, it's just IPA. In fact, I guess I forgot an I on there. The can art's pretty cool, though. I mean, like, I guess, you know, they Untitled Art, right? It's kind of cool. It's pretty classy looking. It's a damn good beer, though. It's actually 9.8%. So probably a good beer to help me think through a bunch of questions. Yeah, let's do this. All right, guys. Is that for my
I'm just gonna find every different nope meme that I can and randomly throw them up on the screen during the show.
Sure. Knock yourself out, man. All right. So yeah, like I said, guys, we are going to be doing a game show. Just basically trivia hour, really, is what it comes down to. Gonna have some fun. Gonna laugh at ourselves, because I'm sure we'll feel really stupid when we can't answer some of these questions, and they're gonna be really obvious. But yeah, we're gonna try this out anyway. You ready, AJ?
I guess.
I was just gonna say, to secure the fact that we have honor in this game, we have whiteboards, and I believe AJ has a whiteboard to write down the answer.
Jesus.
Okay. All show.
We want integrity.
People listening, he's showing like random gifts.
Integrity Farms. Phone,
and they're funny. So I'm laughing at least. But yeah. Anyway. All right, Mike. So let's lead the way. I guess you're going to be sharing your screen, but obviously we'll need to be reading the questions yep. off for those just on the audio feed.
I'll be kicking you guys out for the sharing of the screen, just so you guys are aware. But we're going to start the
pretty F6P hat. Come on.
We're going to start the game show off with a player comparison, or, you know, a player A, player B type of, you know, question, where I want you to choose between these two players and give me a little, you know, reason why. All right. It's more of a this one's a debate. More than a question, if anything, but it's not meant to be long.
I already won.
All right. There are two questions like
See?
This.
No argument.
All right. Where it's a debate form. I expect Billy Madison answers. No. But we're going to go with the first one here. All right. We got player A. Oh, we got to take
that. Probably got to get rid of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's All right. Player A, our QB1, we had 4,611 passing yards last year, 34 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, a 70.4 completion rating, which is pretty damn good, 118 rushing yards, 2 on the ground, which is all right, and that was his third season in the NFL, all right? Now, player 2, which are is also quarterback, if you couldn't tell. 3,144 passing yards, 16 passing touchdowns, 9 interceptions, a 61.3% completion rating.
I know who these two are.
784 rushing yards, 10 rushing touchdowns, and it was also his third season in the NFL.
All right, so I'm assuming we're doing redraft, so flip of the coin. Who's going first, I guess? How are we figuring this out?
I mean, we'll guess you can.
Yeah, we'll go with AJ first, and then we'll flip.
AJ, you
we'll
got it. And then I know who these two are, so you can.
And then we'll go with Jay, Joe on the next one.
I'm thinking I do. What was the second one? Was what 784 rushing yards?
Yeah, leave them up and just put our little faces down there, or whatever. If you want to show us, I got it.
I just don't know. There we go. It's still readable.
It's big enough.
Yeah, that's still readable.
So who would I rather have?
And we're just talking this year, right? This is dynasty, not dynasty.
This year. Just so redraft this year. That's QB two. That's QB one.
They're
not as hard as you thought they'd be.
I feel like that's stat. No, it's not his third season in the NFL. Never mind.
No. All right. Just who would you rather have? Numbers. We gotta move along.
I like number two. Actually, I like the rushing yards.
I mean, that was
the 10 TDs. So yeah.
So I guess that means I have to take number one.
Yep.
So, So fine. I'll take number one. I was going to take number two, but I'll take number one, and I'll argue better anyway. Number one is a more established passer, which is more reliable. If the legs of the other quarterback does not come through, you're looking at more dud weeks, in my opinion. So, you know, this quarterback one, because I'm pretty sure I know who it is looking on the up and up. Actually started off pretty slow last year and actually came on really strong down the stretch and got his team very far in the playoffs, I suppose, if you want to say that. So, I'm liking QB1 just a little bit more as a safer route there.
No.
All right, well.
Can I tell you who they are?
If you want to take a shot at
number
it,
number one
ahead.
Is Burrow, number two is Hurts.
Yes, sir, you hit it right on the money. I won't even give you the answer cards for that one. I'd hope you know it. You're an analyst. But yes,
I had a feeling that number two was Hurts. That's
yeah, it was pretty obvious. Number two was obvious. Number one was like could be a couple people. I wasn't like totally.
Yeah, sure. I was leaning towards Stafford until I saw the third season in the NFL, and I was like.
But Stafford threw for like 47 touchdowns. I didn't know that. And he threw for 17 interceptions. So I knew it wasn't Stafford outside, just besides that. But it could have been a couple other people. But yeah. Anyway, so who's the winner?
I mean, I put up a good argument.
I mean, I.
Number two.
I think the better quarterback is. QB2, which is Jalen Hurts. And I looked at these guys, and Jalen finished QB6. And no, it was, yeah, Jalen finished QB7, Joe finished QB8. So they were right next to each other. So, I mean, you're not going wrong with either of these guys and fantasy guys. But when it came to the debate, I think Joe edged that one out just a little bit.
As far as the actual debate, yes, I did. But, I actually do have Hurts ranked above Burrow, so by one. So...
I
actually kind of agree, but yeah, it is what it is. Oh well, point Joe.
Bing. Yep, 1-0. And just so we're clear, there will be some questions here where you can catch up on a lead. There are multiple point questions you
like
can
lightning
win.
Round.
It's not a lightning round, but know, it's one but where there's multiple like answers.
As AJ burps to the side of the mic, nice.
I'm filling out my whiteboard here.
All right. Next question.
Sorry, my dry erase board.
All right. In Justin Herbert's 2 years starting for the Chargers, he scored a combined 713.6 fantasy points. This record was previously held by which former MVP of the NFL? Hint, he's the only NFL MVP that's ever played for the Auburn Tigers.
I already know.
Yep. So,
see, I told you they're not that difficult.
Is it just like whoever answers first here? How do we do
it? No, just write. This is why I want you to write both of your on the whiteboard so you can't cheat.
Just getting him out looking up 12 years back or whatever the hell this is. So, but I wouldn't be able to look it up that fast, but I'm ready. Boom.
Ha. I was up first.
My point.
Point.
Winner.
Got we both it. Get a point.
I think we both get a point for that.
Wait,
baby.
What?
It's not whoever gets there first. We...
No.
All right, we're doing this cumulative thing. I see.
Yep. Total points, man. This is fantasy football. But yes, Cam
Newton. So not only did Herbert break it, you know, set the record, he just completely demolished it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Damn.
I like
it. I didn't know that stat. That's a good stat, man. I like that.
And he finished QB2 last year. All right. So right now, after two rounds, it's Joe 2, AJ 1.
Whatever.
Burn out.
On to the next question. Aaron Rodgers has 449 touchdowns and 93 interceptions. Yes, I had to put a Green Bay Packers question in here. In his career so far. That's a 4.831 touchdown to interception ratio.
Ooh.
The best in the NFL so far.
It's tough.
It's tough, but I gave
4 years.
I gave you a hint. You just got to find it. How many interceptions has he thrown in the past 4 years? Dead silence.
Wait, I'm like trying to math right now and it's not really working.
It's not that hard of math, guys. It's think of it like a high school worded question. You gotta sift through the bullshit.
Yeah, it's.
I got mine.
I got mine.
All right, hold on. Well, wait. Do I? I think so. Yeah. I got mine. I'll figure it out. I might be wrong. But...
All right.
Ready?
I want you to put your answers up.
I know.
Yeah.
C, 18. Would we be right?
Circle gets a square.
I hate to break it to
a
you.
A motherfucker.
You did not give us a hit. You're a bastard. Yeah,
what the?
A 4.83
times
4.
Do the math. 4 times 4 itself 16. Is 16.
Yes. All right.
You got to add the extra 0.83 interceptions.
Yeah, but you don't count 0.83 interceptions in a season, do you? Can you throw 0.83 interceptions in
over
a season?
Over 4 seasons.
So it's still 16.
Even over 4 seasons, it wouldn't
it's
be
still
that.
4 times 4 is 16. It can't be 15. There was no hint. I was going to guess 15
the hint,
until you
no,
said there was a
I
hint
see where the
question.
Hint is. He just explained where he thought that was the hint. And but if he averaged...
The math is wrong.
Go back to the question for a second. Let's divulge into this just a quick minute. Oh, Jesus. You don't even know where your slides are? Come on.
It's right here. 4 times 4 is 16.
In his career, he's 4.83 to 1. So if you're looking at only the last 4 years, then you can't figure it out. Based on,
did you forget that he's been injured in the past 4 years?
No.
Well, that plays
where
into that.
Seasons ago,
that plays
you
into
would,
it.
You would have to know how many years he's been in the NFL to divide the interceptions.
Not supposed to divide that.
can I just show you, by the way, that 4.83 times 4 is 19.32.
So 18's not even right.
18 was at least closer.
It was closer, but it was also a false answer. Because you're forgetting about the injury.
Yes, I did forget about the injured year, but anyway, move on.
That's all. That's all. You're just forgetting about the injured year. Either way, nobody gained any points.
All right, I'm going to start cheating. your hints are garbage.
My tweet said, beers will probably be flowing during this episode. Yes, they will be. Because we got stupid questions. I was kidding.
I love it. The first question you love so much, and then the other question so polar opposite.
I mean, if I get it wrong.
Nobody cares about the Packers.
All right, let's do it.
Last year was the first time a running back did not catch 80 receptions in a season. Since 2012. I definitely forgot to put that in there. What happened? What year was the last time? You know what?
Man. I think you just screwed that up.
I did screw
last
up.
Last year was the first time a running back,
which is not an option,
did not catch.
But
2013?
Yeah. I gave you guys a
80 receptions in a season.
You gave us a break for the.
What year was the last time this happened? Last year is the correct answer. Last year.
I blame this double IPA that
Jay gave me. B 2013.
All right. Well, we get a freebie here.
It's not even a freebie. The answer, if you read that question, the answer is last year.
AJ, you know what he meant.
Nope. Told you. Your hints suck.
Give him a break, AJ. Jesus.
No, it's because I tried simplifying this one because there's a two-parter to this question.
Then I'll go B, 2013.
Yes.
Yep. You each get a freebie. Congratulations.
So it's 2-3.
Okay, so what are we
It's a morale raiser.
You feel bad for the last one, your crappy hint.
Is that by Schick or Gillette?
We got some comments here we're not paying attention to. Oh, Connor's check. Connor thought it was 23. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, well, you can blame my shitty question making ability.
Well, we took the dollar if this was Price is Right, and we took 200, and
but we technically
won.
We went over.
Nope.
We were the closest
without going over. The answer that you calculated and put up on the screen was 19 and change.
Oh, you're saying that answer. Sorry, I thought you meant the 15, because no, we actually went over. Anyway, moving on. Next part question.
Yep, I even kind of forgot about the Rodgers injury.
Yes.
Yeah, because nobody cares.
Oh, come on now.
By the way, I just want to say...
Was that the year that he took off to do the ayahuasca challenge?
These Razz Bowl shirts this year are bomb, dude. Tecmo Bowl themed. I saw them. And, like, of course, our intro music is Tecmo Bowl. Like, that was an obvious buy. My wife hates, like, bright red shirts that I was just like, I'm buying it anyway.
Yeah. I'll take six.
I'm going to wear it every day of the week.
Yeah.
All right. On to the next question.
I have commentary, but I'll leave it to myself.
So this is off the last question.
Oh, God. Okay.
This is one of those multiple ones where you can get 4 points possibly here, guys.
Ooh.
Last year, there were 4 RBs that caught 60 receptions because nobody caught 80.
I need to erase that.
Who were those 4?
That was sloppy writing.
I did the research for this. I just don't know how to write questions.
Drop my razor.
Mm. 60, huh?
Wow.
Damn, I have it down to like 2 for the last one.
No.
It's gonna be somebody random that I'm not thinking of, but I'm going with like other names. All right. God. All right. I think I'm ready when you are, AJ. Wait. No. Sorry. I'm definitely not ready. I'm dumb. I left a total obvious one off. Just taking somebody out. I would have felt really dumb had I not thought about that one. Oh, this one's good. I like this question. Now that I have the other one, like, that one's obvious, but I know there's a couple more that I'm like, Jesus, I'm not totally sure.
Are we only allowed to write down four?
Yes. Yes, that's cheating, right? You can't write down, like, eight names and be like, oh.
Got it.
Actually, I just thought of another one.
All right, yeah, I gotta
take this one. Okay, I think I've got mine. I think this is all I'm going to get. What you got, man?
Hold on.
I don't want to show my answers.
All right, ready?
I know I'm forgetting.
One, two, three, shoot.
I'm pretty sure three of these are right, but one might be wrong.
Oh, fuck. Harris is a good one.
I know, right? Oh, we both put Aaron Jones. That's good. Eckler was the obvious one. I actually erased Cook and put Fournette on. So I hope I'm right. So my by the way, we should read these, right? So I put Austin Eckler, Najee Harris, Aaron Jones, and Leonard Fournette. AJ.
I definitely missed on Harris. That's gotta be one. Eckler is obvious. I have Eckler, I have Dalvin Cook, I have Josh Jacobs, and I have Aaron Jones.
Maybe Jones is one. We both put him down. That's funny. Mike?
You guys ready for the answer?
Yes. Najee Harris. Yes.
Yeah.
74.
Yeah. Swift.
Swift. Ah, damn, it wasn't Jones. It was Swift. How many did Jones have?
Balls.
I got Jones.
Do I have stats up?
Jones wasn't?
Jones had 52. He was close. Damn, he was so close. He had 65 targets.
Count it.
That's close.
Actually, don't, because then you get four. Right,
so what?
So you got
three.
Jim got three. AJ got one.
69.
So after that round, Joe is up six to AJ's three.
Bring more of those.
Wee.
All right.
You got your boards erased?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Are you keeping the score at the bottom?
Yeah, damn right.
In his 2 years in the league, Justin Jefferson has amassed 604.6 total fantasy points in PPR. This is the second best all-time start to a career among wide receivers behind what other LSU alumni? A. Dwayne Bowe. B. Jarvis Landry.
He's a baller, by the way. But
C. DJ Chark. Or D. Odell Beckham. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to be honest with you because it'll give it away. I'll say it afterwards.
Don't say it after. Dwayne Bowe was a baller, but I don't.
Connor definitely knew what he had.
Long ass time ago. I mean,
I did some research for these questions for you. I hope you enjoy them.
I'm just gonna do this. All right, what you got, AJ? You ready?
Good.
I am.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be wrong. It's like the obvious answer that's wrong.
It's got to be Landry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Odell Beckham.
Yep, with 614.3.
So we both picked Odell, by the way, because we're bad at reading our answers. I'm really hoping it's Dwayne Bowe. Yeah, Connor Hobbs is like, oh, man. I remember having him a lot in fantasy and just thinking, like, Dwayne Bowe. He's so much better. But he
really and won. I'm out of beer. Great. And the one
I was gonna say is
sitting on top of the freaking beer fridge.
When I was looking this up, I honestly didn't even know Dwayne Bowe went to LSU. It shocked me.
I don't think I realized that either, but
Man, is wide receiver one hell of a LSU one hell of a wide receiver factory.
That and Ohio State, man.
Yep.
They just
all right, lately, hold on.
They've just been churning out people. Where are you really leaving? It's amateur hour over here. What the hell's going on?
You want me to remove him? I'll pop in here. Show my ugly face.
Whatever. Oh, jeez.
Mini fridge time.
I have no idea what's happening.
I'm not letting you look at the question, Joe.
I'm not even looking. I'm tweeting. So we're good. AJ's not.
AJ's just... I think he's trying to get some thinking juice.
Good deal.
That didn't help him at the... that
okay,
thinking,
I'm
that
back.
Thinking juice didn't help him think very well at the draft he did during the expo.
The what? Caught the tail end of there? Was there a niner?
Mike said you're getting some thinking juice, and I said that thinking juice didn't help you think very well during your draft at the expo.
Didn't it, though? I made a pretty baller-ass picture
and then forgot
of me and Uncle Jesse.
Made it of on Twitter, so... Yeah. I mean...
It's for charity, so it's cool.
People watching are just going like, what is this train wreck? Like, this is just us shit, like bullshitting around. This is what we normally do when we're not
here. There you go,
here.
Mike.
Like,
this one's for you. Fun.
Oh, that's beautiful, AJ.
Big truck.
It's like the mini version of the one I have.
It's the India Pale Ale Hazy IPA.
This works for when you've got the slides.
Yeah, this one's only 6%.
That one might work better, Joe. Yeah, good call. All right, on to the next question, if AJ is ready.
I was born ready.
So wait. What's the score?
The score?
7-4.
7-4.
According to my chart.
Ja'Marr Chase led all wide receivers last year in touchdowns of 50-plus yards with 5. This tied which rookie receiver for all-time record? A, Calvin Johnson, a.k.a. Megatron. B, Tyreek Hill. C, Randy Moss. Or D, A.J. Brown.
Good.
I think I got mine, yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity for a bonus point here. All right.
Okay.
The number 2 all time with 4 is also in this selection. If you can give me him as well, you gain an extra point.
I'm going to get these backwards, and that's going to piss me off.
Oh, it's all right. I was just thinking. I was like, God damn.
I wanted to do that, but ready?
I'm ready.
See,
if you get the
all right.
Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson is who I have.
I did Randy Moss and AJ Brown.
All right, let's see the results. All right, so the answer for the second one is not on here, so I'm just going to give it to you when I pop it up here.
All right.
But who he tied was C, Randy
Boom.
Moss.
Yeah, that was obvious. Yeah, that ridiculous.
I tried to make it not so obvious by throwing Megatron and Tyreek in there.
Nah, dude, Randy Moss had a ridiculous rookie season, dude. It was,
I know.
Like untouchable just about, dude. It was crazy.
It was. But the number 2 answer, which unfortunately Jay is crushing your ass, AJ, was AJ Brown.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Because I always with AJ
I'm sorry,
with
AJ.
The first one, but I didn't.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's all right. There's more opportunities.
He had a very low target volume. I do know that in his rookie season, but he scored a crap ton of touchdowns. So I was like, they had to have all been like really long, right? Like,
yeah,
that's
kind
of what
they did.
It was play action. AJ Brown, go deep.
I was shocked to see that it was AJ Brown.
But, I mean, I wouldn't have guessed it had it not been like I would have guessed Moss. Like,
so I have a question for you. Randomly, if you want to game a hypothetical point, how many did Calvin Johnson have in his rookie year?
I'm not sure.
Plus,
I'm not sure.
Do you know the answer?
No,
I do not.
I'm here to research.
Come on, I came up with the questions here. You're the one on trial.
I'll look it up and I will get back to you.
But after that round, we got Joe with 9, AJ with 5.
Still good.
All right, here. On to the next question, boys.
Rookie year, right? Rookie year?
Yep, rookie year for Megatron.
For Megatron, so he had 5 touchdowns in 2017. Oh, a whopping 0 of 50 points, by the way. That surprises the hell out of me.
That does.
That's incorrect.
The very next year, he had a 96.
Are you, so that are makes you on a The 70. Onion looking at these stats?
I'm on Pro Football Reference. He had 5 touchdowns, 1 of 16, 7, 32, actually, 35, yeah, and
his
6.
Rookie year,
you got to remember really his quarterbacks early on were like John Kitna. I mean, like,
not good. Wasn't it
JT O'Sullivan? Yeah.
Who's the? Did he have Dan Orlovsky at one point?
He did a few times in the second year. That was actually his 96-yard touchdown, by the way. Then he had Dante Culpepper throw him a 70-yarder. So,
wait, Culpepper was on Detroit?
I do kind of remember that. I mean, this was 2008. This was a long ass time ago. So, like.
Very I believe funny. He went on a Brett Favre run and just before Brett Favre and just started transferring teams.
I do not remember that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, on to next the question. Moving on.
In 2021, there were 19 wide receivers that registered at least 900 snaps. Out of those 19, there were 2 that did not average at least 10 points per game. Who were they? A, Jacoby Myers. B, Cortland Sutton, whose name I spelt wrong now that I realize that.
Yes, you did.
I disrespected him. That's my guy. I disrespected the hell out of him. You haven't read That's my guy.
There's Chuck Bass. Chuck Bass.
No, I moved him to
Agent
11,
Chuck Bass.
Still.
That is.
But then C, Robbie Anderson, whose name I spelled correct somehow when he changes it.
He's changed it, what, 3 times this offseason? It's a Y 1 week and IE the next. Like, we don't know anymore. I'm just going to keep writing. You didn't know about this? He keeps changing.
No. All
right, so we got Jacoby Myers, Cortland Sutton, Robbie Anderson,
I'm down 9-5, so why would I know this, Joe? I mean.
D, Marvin Jones Jr.
All right, so just to clarify.
2 answers.
So is this PPR or half? Because that matters.
PPR.
All right. One of them is super duper obvious.
I know. Now that I think about it, I know exactly who you're talking about. I threw him in there just because, you know what? Why not? He's undervalued. What are we looking at here, boys? We got our answers?
I got mine.
All right. Joe, you got yours?
AJ might get a point on me this time. Because I'm doing.
Damn right I will.
Beach.
All right, buddy. Let's do it. So I went Robbie Anderson and Cortland Sutton.
All right.
I went Myers A and Robbie and Rob E. Anderson.
Your answers were Cortland Sutton, who I spelled his name right there.
Nice.
And Robbie Anderson.
Oh, dude.
Jay, suck it.
How the fuck did Jacoby Myers average 10?
Jacoby Myers caught a shit.
0 touchdowns.
He just
yeah,
had no touchdowns.
That's why. It was all like PPR points, just catches. Yeah,
that's why I had to ask if it was PPR. Because once it was PPR, it was 100% not Jacoby
Yeah,
Myers.
It is absolutely.
I actually was leaning Sutton because I feel like he was injured and missed time. So
it wasn't that he actually played.
He played. Jerry.
Yeah, no, he just sucked. Just not good.
He couldn't do anything.
All right, so what? I got 1. You got 2.
Yeah.
Dumb. Is this ball game? Like it's like a mercy rule here. What's going on?
Fucking mercy ruled shit yet. 5. Give me a break, please.
This one I had fun making. This question was fun. All right, on to the next. In 2021, Myles Gaskin became one of the most predictable players because he would go off on blank numbered weeks. Was it odd or even numbered weeks?
I'm going to go with every other.
Cheater.
It's a 50-50. Come on. You got a 50-50 shot here.
Sure. All right. Let's just Rochambeau here for odds or evens.
Flip a coin, dude. Yeah.
Ready?
I
one, two, three, shoot. Okay.
No, I picked mine. You had to pick yours. Come on. I've already picked mine. You're just trying to catch up.
Ready?
I'm
aim. Ready. Fire.
Damn odd. It. Oh, we both picked odd. Okay. Kind of remember him going off week one. That's why I remember that.
Both of you are correct.
Yeah.
Odd weeks, he averaged 13.5 holy points shit. Per game.
That's and
games crazy.
That's a pretty big spread.
Yeah. More than half. That's insane.
Yeah, especially when there's 17 games you got to play.
All right. You get more odd even weeks. So, I mean, that should have been your answer.
What? You get more odd weeks.
You get more odd weeks, not odd even weeks. I don't know what I'm.
Yeah,
about.
I was like, planned.
Well, it depends on which week your bye week is. It's when you.
That's also true.
No, every team plays 17 games.
But it's the actual week number is odd or even. Not like he's not talking like every other. That's what he means. So like it does depend on when your bye week is. It's depending on how many games you have odd or even.
That right there is probably why it's 12-7.
Ah! And by the all way, right. I'm just going to tell you,
the
I'm
drinking
a beer called Unfiltered Truth because I'm speaking the truth tonight. Hell yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was that in the bonus pack? Or
what? It's a flying dog.
I know what it is, multi-pack. Jackass.
They have a truth multi-pack now. So they have Unfiltered Truth. They have the regular one. They have a session, and then they have like a
the half truth?
I mean, it's like
a pretty good name if it was.
It's the you can't handle the truth.
Yeah, and then they have another one.
Yeah, that's a 15%er.
It's got like mango in it or something, and I'm never a big fan of the mango one. Okay. But
all right. I like next question.
Truth. I like the truth beers, so I buy them.
All right, here's another one where you can catch up, AJ.
I hate the truth. What's that?
Here's another one you can catch up on, possibly.
Yeah, we've seen how that's gone.
This one's the only non-fantasy related question in here. There are four NFL teams that have never even played in a Super
played?
Bowl. Never ooh, played fuck. In a Super Bowl. Who are those four teams? Joe, so
right,
he thought he
wait,
had this one.
Wait, we're not counting like Oakland
like
Raiders
Vegas,
versus
right?
LA Raiders versus it's we're going with
like
the mascot,
right?
Yes.
Say that Joe again, Joe.
Like we're counting the franchise, right? So like
yes.
The Raiders have moved. I think
yes,
we all know the Raiders
the
have been
Rams
in the Super
have
Bowl,
moved.
Won Super Bowls, right? So like
yeah, so Rams, Raiders, the Oilers would be considered the Titans.
Okay.
Well, they've both played in one, so that doesn't matter. All right.
Did the Oilers go?
Mm-hmm.
It's about who hasn't even reached the Super Bowl. There is still an eighth of the NFL league's franchises.
Just spitballing here. I'm thinking Pittsburgh, Dallas.
Mute this mofo.
San Fran. Cisco.
On the Patriots, maybe, yeah. They suck, yeah.
New England.
Super Bowls. You're not talking like NFL.
Not championships. Nope, Super Bowls.
It's
Super Bowl Sundays. Possible four-pointer here, AJ. Put some thought into it.
I'm doing it.
I know. I'm trying to.
Just don't think too hard. AJ, I mean, Joe, don't look at that computer.
No,
I like blank on, like, teams is my problem. So
Nope, they've gone, they've gone. They've gone. They've gone.
If it makes you feel any better, the two people I ran this on beforehand could not get all four.
They've gone, they've gone. They've clearly gone.
They haven't played. I know teams that haven't won them. It's more than four, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why that's not a question. That's too many teams.
Way too many teams.
Bills.
Nope, they've been.
Vikings.
Nope.
Bills. Shut up. You're not helping me. Oh, my God.
No, they've won.
Pretty sure the Chargers have been, but haven't won. Am I gonna have to start a timer
nope.
here?
Shut up.
No. We got this. We got this. I'm just like I know I'm just
see kidding. Now it's
I'm just I, giddy.
Okay. I think I have it.
The fourth team is the
but
one.
But I don't.
I can't figure it out.
I'm not going to
get it. You can't overthink it. You can't overthink it, guys. I'll give you a hint. Just think of bad franchises.
Ooh, yeah, no kidding. Thanks.
Really? Thanks.
Was that a good hint?
That's what gets me.
Never even played in a Super Bowl. See, now I'm...
Right,
no matter how
four.
Many times you
I got my
the question, the answers are not going to appear.
I think I'm done. That's it. That's got to be it. I had this team in the show. That's why I asked the question about the NFC championships, or NFL championships is what I meant.
All right, I'm ready.
Because I'm pretty sure they won NFL championships, but they didn't win a
ready?
Super Bowl. They got Lions... Jags, Texas, and Browns. Oh my God, we finally, I think we
yep,
got all four.
I have the same. Lions, Browns, Texans, and Jags.
Winner, winner, Browns. Chicken dinner for all four.
It just took a minute. Like, you got to run through the divisions in your head. And, like,
well, I was thinking Chargers, and then you said it, and I was like, well.
Is he no, fucking dude, with they, us? They've won a they, Super Bowl.
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
They? Have they won?
Yeah,
I don't,
Fouts,
I don't think
Dan Fouts.
Did they?
I think Dan Fouts won with them, didn't he?
Now that they I'm going to look it up. Maybe. Did they win? San Diego Chargers, the 49ers. Nope, they played the 49ers and got smoked.
Yeah, told you they didn't win.
What
yeah.
year was that?
No.
90 or
80s?
1994. Oh, all right. So that was
so, it's funny.
Seau.
I don't remember. Do you remember?
I think Sale was there. I wasn't.
Remember like those there. Like the sticker books with like they were like you could put like NFL cards in mm-hmm. like it was like sticker NFL like player cards looking thing when we were growing up, AJ. So yeah. One of the ones I had a Super Bowl chart and you could collect Super Bowl stickers. I mean, so growing up I had a chart on my wall with all the Super Bowls until I was like until it was like 1990 like 4. So like kind of, and then this. I mean, there's a lot more Super Bowls since then, but like,
well, yeah,
I kind of like memorized all the Super Bowl winners as a kid up until like 1994. Like,
well,
so
yeah,
that question.
I mean,
was,
I just was going by division, like, all right,
yeah, no, that
AFC East,
kind of like,
yep, all of them have been there.
Because you know, you're
NFC East,
that's what's gonna
yep,
mess you
all of them have been there. The Eagles were the last one to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so. Yeah. So,
all right, next question.
All right.
All right, what's your score check there, Mike? I've got
score check. We got Joe with 15, AJ with 10.
15?
Joe with 15.
I should have 15.
AJ with 10.
Before that,
yeah.
All right,
AJ with
10.
Oh yeah, no, I've got.
You had 6.
I had 7 before that.
I had you at 6.
I had 7-12.
No, 7-11.
I didn't have 12. I know that. So if we're just off by one,
Ireland, then that's fine.
I mean, Joe, AJ, if you want, I can smudge the numbers a little bit, give you an extra point here.
You're not giving me one. I already had started writing with my green pen because my black ran out. And then I wrote four more. One, two, three. Yeah, never mind. I can't count. 10? Sounds good.
It's all right. On to the next.
And we're back.
We're back to the regular scheduled programming. Well, which NFL player holds the record for most PPR points scored in a single game?
Got it.
A, Tyreek Hill. B, Alvin Kamara. C, Jamal Charles. Or D, Jamar Chase. Joe.
Single game?
Holy in a God. Single game.
Yeah.
Ooh. Fuck. Yeah, that's tough, man.
I'm sticking with what I got.
I gave you tough options, that's why.
I'm sticking with what I got.
You guys got your answer?
I got mine. Had it for 15 minutes now.
Where did those 15 minutes go on the last question?
About 2 minutes ago, but I knew this was coming. I'm sticking with my gut.
All right. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Shabba. Dick.
We both guessed Alvin Kamara, and I have a bad feeling it's actually not him.
I think it's Hill, actually.
That
was my second guess. Was Jamal Charles.
59.
That was my second guess. Actually, Kamara was third. Hill was second. Wow.
I was thinking that because it was like
fourth.
Jamar Charles stands out as the only.
Actually, I left out an old one that was going to be an obvious no answer, but Clinton Portis was up here as well. Jamar Chase is actually fifth. I believe Clinton Portis was second.
Second?
Yeah, Clinton Portis was second. Jamal Charles in that game, I looked at it.
Portis, I remember that game.
I do remember that game. Portis had a monster-ass game, dude.
I do remember that game.
Technically, if we weren't going PPR, Portis would be the record holder on this one.
Yeah.
Yes.
But because we went PPR,
I do remember that.
Jamar Charles
wins this one. Oh, yeah, he had like 200-something-plus rushing yards.
Kamara's game,
125 receiving.
Yeah, Kamara's game was ridiculous. That's I remember that game, Kamara. And that's why I was like,
I mean, like, he literally won people championships. Like,
but then I was thinking about it, and I was like, no, I think Hill did beat him out. But I stuck with what I had, so yeah, whatever.
I mean, three of those performances, Chase, Kamara, and Hill, have all been in recent years, too. So that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, Jamal Charles hasn't played in.
That's why I wanted to.
That's a good question. I like that question. Even though I got it wrong, it was a good question. It was tough. That was a tough one. They're all good and
good one. Good one.
They were close.
Except that Aaron Rodgers one, right?
Yeah, I mean that one's stupid.
When you tell me there's a hint, and like we went to the same place, and like we both did the same math.
Yeah, we're like,
it was like, oh, 4.83 times 4.
We still can't add
in
our
heads. 16, but not 25.
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention.
Yeah, I knew. I was like, well, four times.
The requirement for that question was you had to take ayahuasca before you answered it, and then it would have made sense.
Well, why the fuck didn't you say that? I got some back here. I got some absinthe. Right there, that green.
Ow.
Right there.
All right.
Why don't you drink some of that absinthe. And then keep playing?
You don't just drink it. You got to, like, burn sugar in a spoon and, I don't know, fuck a donkey or something weird. I don't know. I'm just going to stick with beer for right now.
Your trip. You made out with your sister, man. I mean,
what?
You never seen Euro Trip?
I've seen Euro Trip.
That's the quote.
I know, but I was
that and when
taking it a step further.
Where,
it.
Okay,
On to the next.
I don't condone making next out with your question. Sister anybody. Jesus. Please take that as a joke. It was a movie quote in reference to the absence.
It wasn't at all.
Oh, shut up, AJ.
This is the last question.
Joe just went to Europe.
The last question. AJ's balls. Toast.
And then we have one more player comparison.
All right.
All right.
AJ, I was going to throw a twist in there to help you on the player comparison. Just stay strong.
I'm always long and strong.
Despite right. Derrick Henry going down in week 8 of the 2021 season with a broken bone in his foot, what running back did he finish as in PPR formats?
Yeah, you are.
A, this one, AJ. RB31, B, RB22, C, RB18, or D, RB43?
I should know this because I had him.
I'm really hoping Joe's wrong on this because he's so confident.
Yeah, but I'm not. Because I've heard this stat a million times. So it's kind of like, okay.
So
if you count his like per game average, he was still like RB1, which is bonkers, by the way.
Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
Or at least, maybe he was RB2, but he was still, like, really good. Anyway, I'm good. What'd you get?
18.
All right.
Joe's got B22.
Yep, B22. Bingo.
It was B22.
Fuck. Those were the two I was going back and forth on.
In those 8 games, he had 219 attempts, 937 rushing yards, 10 touchdowns, 20 targets, 18 receptions, and 154 receiving yards.
All right.
That's all it took to become RB22 last year.
That's not a lot.
No, can you say it was a down? This is something I've been trying to hammer across, you know, the whole offseason with, at least on my podcast with Dylan and Ike. RBs last year are a little bit inflated, you know, like an Austin Eckler finish, you know, because of the running back injuries last year. Like, we look at Derrick Henry, who played in only 8 games. Yes, he dominated in those 8 games.
How many fantasy points was that for him? Do you have that number?
Give me one second. I got to pull it up.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, because I'm looking up like 2020, right? And so like RB22 that year was Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Ugh, gross.
PPR points, right? He had 803 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns. So like, I mean,
Derrick Henry,
but he had 36 receptions for 297. So like, yeah, that's where he gets his help. So like, I wonder if it's.
Derrick Henry had 193.3 points in PPR.
Okay, so RB22 was actually better last year than it was in 2020.
Yeah, 193.
So I don't think it's down, but I know what you're trying to say. Yeah,
he was still first in fantasy points per game.
Oh, yeah,
he only played half the season.
It's gross how good it was.
I don't think
it's that running backs are down. It's that, like,
destroyed.
This is why people do the zero running back thing, right? It's that, you know, if you don't hit on one of those top 5-6 guys, like, the drop-off's pretty massive. Like, it just goes away, the point values you get. And I get it. It's just a hard strategy to employ. I'm starting to buy into, like, the hero running back trend where, you know, you get one really good running back early on and then you load up everywhere else, and then you just go all in on a whole bunch of other running backs who can hopefully figure out, stream it a little bit, and mix and match. And maybe, who knows, maybe you get lucky and one of them becomes, you know, I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to think of a running back who finished really well last year that wasn't drafted very high. You know, maybe
AJ Dillon. Right? He finished like, one spot after Derrick Henry.
Josh Jacobs was top 12. I mean, he was still kind of mid.
Maybe that's what you do. Maybe you get lucky.
Damian Harris?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Elijah Mitchell?
Find these guys. Yeah, that's what I said. That.
Yeah, Cordarrelle Patterson was a goddamn waiver wire pickup unless you drafted him in a super deep league and were like, I don't think this is ever happening, and then realized, oh, crap, this is finally happening 9 years in the making.
Yeah.
Damian Harris.
Regardless, like I think it's
Harris was the one I just mentioned. I mean, hell, Singletary was even 18.
Yeah, he had a good. He was like RB
18.
Three down the stretch. I want to say maybe six. But either way, he was very good down the stretch. Yeah. But anyway, let's do our last question and close this out.
AJ got a point on that one, Joe, so you messed up that one on the banner, just so you know.
Wait, what?
Joe's been keeping track on the banner.
Oh, actually, I didn't even update it completely.
I didn't get a point on that one. I got it wrong.
To be 17 to 11 now?
You guys... Oh, you know what?
No.
No, I lied. I was thinking about the previous question. You're right.
16 to 10 is what I have.
But we both got it.
We both got the one wrong before this, and then you got this one. So it's 16 to 10.
Yeah, you're right. I'm almost done with the spear.
Damn it.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
What do you have on the banner? See, I can't even see it. You took it down. What?
It's 16. I had 16 to 10 in my time.
No, it's right.
All right, that's right.
I am man enough to admit when I am wrong.
All right, last question.
That's good.
All right.
That will go a long way in the marriage.
Don't you say that. We're not there yet.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. On to the last one. In the last six games of the 2021 season, Player A had 50. These are all wide receivers, by the way. Player A had 50 targets, 37 catches, 645 yards, 17.5 yards a catch with four touchdowns.
Four.
Player B had 45 targets, 32 catches, 562 yards, 17.4 yards, also a catch, and five touchdowns. Player C had 71 targets, 40 catches, 565 yards, 14.1 yards a catch, and three touchdowns.
Killing me, dude.
Tell me, who would you like... And why? And AJ, you're down by six. We're gonna make this a 7-point question.
Gotta go hard.
I mean,
I want to see your debate skills. I know who I want. Trial here.
But I'm gonna let AJ take it first, and let's see if I can beat him out on this one.
I will go ahead and say that I. Do not know who either of these guys are.
Any three?
At least two.
I don't know who any of them are.
No. I think I know who two of them are only because of like the last part of the season, but I'm not sure who a third. But I couldn't like match up the stats exactly to who is who. I think I just have an idea of at least. I think I'm totally right on one, possibly right on two. I no clue who the third one would be. So,
I mean, anyway. I could guess at it who it could be, but
I'll give you some.
I'm gonna go.
If you can guess who all three are, you beat me without looking.
If I guess who all three are without looking,
you gotta give you four attempts. So you get one. You get one fuck up.
And if you cheat, I'm gonna be so pissed at you.
I'm not cheating, dude. Here are my hands. I have nothing up, but
you don't have to tell me who each one. Like, you don't have to match player A with a name. You just have to tell me the name. Because I
three
can't
guys
match,
who
I
it
can't
is.
Name the actual. Like, I couldn't match the stats with the name, but I can match. I can kind of guess who some players are just based off of like the last six games and just last season in general. But just a hunch.
I think. Well, all right. Let me go with who I would go with first.
I'm gonna write down who I thought it was.
Yeah. All right. Wait. What? What are you doing?
I'm writing down who I thought it was before you say who they are.
Oh, okay.
And then I really just don't know.
That's a current theme for tonight. I don't know.
I mean, some of them are tough. So I wrote down who I think the three players are. I'm not sure if it's A, B, or C.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of curious. But then we can debate. I'm just trying to get.
There's one player in there that I don't think you're gonna get. I really don't. But I might be wrong.
I think I will. I know I will.
By the way, it's I player nullify A. any points that
player A is the one that you don't think we're gonna get.
No.
Whew. That makes.
What were you saying, Joe?
I was just saying okay. I mean, I like I said, I can't match up. I can't match up the stats, so I don't know. But anyway, all
right.
Like I said, I'm not doing player. I'm not doing ABC. It's just literally just these are just the who I think the three are. I can't figure out who they are. Anyway,
All right.
Where are you going, Mike? What do you want
to
do?
I was gonna say I want you guys to do your little debate first, and then we'll.
No,
go.
Let's do. Well,
no, you want to not?
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna make you wait.
Because if you tell us who they are, the debate doesn't work.
Exactly. You're right.
So AJ, who are you debating for, and why?
I'm debating for player C.
Yeah, that's where.
Strictly because of the number of targets is 21 more than player A, and if my math is correct, 26 more than player B. Carry the one. Yeah.
Not many more catches, though.
It's not many more catches, but how many more chances is it? In those 21 to 26 targets, how many of those were the receiver's fault? I mean, that's just a hypothetical question. I'm not asking you, you know, the actual answer to that. But
targets are the thing there, man.
The targets are the thing. If you're getting that many freaking targets and you only manage three touchdowns, okay, great. Yeah, your yards per catch is down compared to the other ones by 3 yards. Again, if you catch five more of those targets, what does that bump your yards to? If you catch 10 more of those targets, what does it bump your yards per catch to? The fact is he still caught more than everybody else. So efficiency-wise, he doesn't equal, you know, the catches per targets that A and B have, nor the touchdowns. But the opportunity is there. So that's where you have to go. You have to look at those targets and think, yeah, maybe something happened. And these are all receivers, obviously, but this could be like a tight end versus receiver thing if it was like a Kelce and two receivers. Because that's where I went initially on this, thinking before you said, oh, it's all receivers. I saw the number of targets. I was like, oh, it's got to be Kelce. Because nobody else catches or has that many targets.
You know what, man? Like, I just give the point to AJ for the debate, honestly. Like, he made all the points.
I mean, I won.
I literally don't have an argument for A or B. Like, you know, like,
I don't either.
I guess I could go, I mean, the last six games. I guess if you're just looking at this, but like,
I mean, I don't know
who B is. I have a feeling B's like a stud player who like just didn't perform down the stretch. Oh fuck! Now I know who that is. I'm erasing my last one. I do it now that I'm thinking that.
No comment. I plead the fifth.
So I know who B. I know who all of them are now. I just figured it out now that I'm thinking about it and like talking it out loud. If you're just looking at the last six games, you go A. Obviously, I would say C, but if you're going to do A, B, I go A because clearly he saw more targets. He got more catches. He got more yards. Yes, less touchdowns, but it does mean that, you know, he was a focal point in the offense. But yeah, I mean, see, you can't like what's the thing we always say in fantasy football? Like volume is king, right? Especially for running backs, but receivers the same thing. Like you want target volume. Target volume is going to lead to more opportunities. So you give AJ the point there. Like that's just an easy one. So, but I'm curious to see if he guesses, because I have a feeling now I have all three. I just dawned on me who B probably is. Now that I said that out loud, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yes. And now I know for a fact I know who A and C. I could do it in order now.
Well, player A is T. Higgins.
Shit.
Player B is Ja'Marr Chase.
Way off. I got one right.
Higgins, Jefferson. I had Higgins and Jefferson, and the reason why I knew it was Higgins is because like I kind of figured like last six games like he had an amazing run at the end. Yeah. Jefferson was just like a stud all year, and then as soon as I started talking about like oh is it stud who's like who's awesome but didn't perform down the stretch, I knew
B had to be Chase.
I was like that's exactly what it was. So yeah,
Higgins. I was thinking OBJ. I mean the yardage. I was like, that's probably not right.
Really good.
Part of the reason I made this question was for T. Higgins. Yeah. Yep,
that was the reason for the question. And I knew that.
All right. Well,
I wanted
Chase was basically like two games. By the way, down the stretch, like if you do the per like. If you did consistency for him, he gets destroyed in this conversation, by the way.
Yeah. No, don't sleep on T. Higgins.
Least amount of yards, least amount of targets, least amount of catches. Because
he just had like, a three touchdown game or something down the stretch
against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, like that was kind of like the only.
That was in the most points per game question. That was that game.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice. Way to tie it all together.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Every question would be about Ja'Marr Chase.
Sorry, AJ.
We'll do your ass. I don't care.
I had fun, though.
I mean, what would it have done for you versus what it would have done for me? Had you lost to me, I would have just been like, okay, cool, suck it. And you would have been absolutely demoralized. Meanwhile, I could care less.
AJ did lose, is what my board says right now. In the beginning, it said AJ will lose.
It's the unfiltered truth.
I can predict the future. Yep,
there you go. Full circle again.
No, I had fun, Mike. These were good questions outside of the Aaron Rodgers one.
I had to sneak it in there. I'm not biased, but you know what?
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. All right, man. Thank you for doing this, Mike. So I think we got to close up shop. This actually went a lot longer than I thought it would. We BS'd a lot, but it was fun. It was fun. That's why we wanted to do the show, just kind of take a break.
Right before the new season,
the normal stuff that we do, so next week, everybody, we're bringing on Jeff Ratcliffe, talk some fantasy football rankings, and we're gonna break down some guys that we like more than others. You know, process for ranking, things like that. So that was a great show. Last year we did it with Pat Fitzmaurice. This year we're doing it with Jeff Ratcliffe. So it should be a good time and very educational. So tune into that one for sure. AJ, got any parting words as the loser of the hour?
I would hope that you would have beat me, Mr. two-time award-winning champion of rankings. Again, if I had beaten you, then that just looks worse on you than it does look good on me. So, you're welcome.
Crazier things have happened, right? Any given Sunday, or even given Thursday in this point, right? Anyway, good times, guys. I had fun. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, the like button, wherever, and check out those Fantasy Six Pack memberships, everybody.
Get up on Discord
early. 25% off. There's only a few of those left, so get in on it now.
Also, yeah, if you're not on Twitter, man, I get those updates in there as fast as I can for those injuries, trades. You are always up to date if you are in that Discord channel.
Absolutely. Yep. We keep you up to date, give you advice. It's awesome.
And so, also, I will do another shameless plug here. I will be back into the depth chart game for Fantasy Six Pack this year. Working on updating everything now. It's been a couple years since we've put them out there. So keep an eye out for that. I hope to have them, at least the first iteration of it, out this weekend, uploaded onto the site and onto Discord, I guess, Joe. That's where we're looking at putting it. It just goes through. So
this goes through the site. So
it's, yeah.
No, we're good.
So keep an eye out for that. I will tweet all 600 plus of my followers that's out there. So keep an ear out, all of you.
Keeping it growing.
Right. Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.
Tune in next week. Peace.